Gisella had bolted, and Silgall didn't know where. She only knew that the presence on the other side of the door, so very frightened, and yet tinged with that strange sense of there, not there, was gone. Quickly, she clicked her comlink.
Gisella is on the move,
she said.
Get people at the main entrance immediately. I think she may be heading for it.
There came a few seconds of silence, interrupted only by the protesting sound of the door as the lightsaber slowly cut a circle through it. The doors were meant to be activated in case of an intruder in the temple, to protect the archives, or in case of another disaster such as fire. Thus, these doors were not the easiest to get through, not even for a lightsaber. And Rod Minker's blade was dragging, like a stick through poured and setting duracrete, as he determinedly kept going. It would take several more precious seconds before they were through, and Silgall didn't think Gisella Horn had several more seconds. She was dreadfully worried that the confused young woman would get herself killed.
It's impossible!
Came a sudden yelp from the comlink. Silgall, who had seen enough to know that the word impossible was one not to be bandied about lightly, didn't comment on the exclamation. She asked,
What's happened?
The locations of the security droids are strictly on a need-to-know basis.
This was true. Even Silgall didn't know where they were ensconced.
There's only a handful of my team who have that information, and yet Gisella targeted and destroyed the two we were just about to activate. She couldn't possibly have determined their locations at all, let alone in so short a time.
Silgall thought about the strange resonances she had sensed from Gisella a few moments before, and unease stirred inside her as a suspicion began to form.
Go on,
said Silgall, her enormous eyes on the slowly moving blade.
And she's not heading for the main entrance. We don't know where she's heading.
She's going to want to get out, I can assure you of that much,
Silgall said.
I would send security teams to every other exit.
Yes, Master Silgall.
Silgall sighed. Rod threw her an apologetic glance.
I'm sorry this is taking so long, Master.
Perhaps I can assist,
said Silgall. Her lightsaber activated with a snap hiss. She stepped forward and plunged it into the door, feeling the resistance, and began to slowly pull it through the material to meet up with Rod's incision. It was tricky doing this in tandem. There was the risk of suddenly feeling the metal yield and having both lightsabers collide while surrounded by white-hot metal, which was why Silgall hadn't stepped forward before. But Gisella's life possibly hung in the balance. Silgall would just have to focus. Gisella felt them rush past her, sensed their concentration on reaching the exits, their focus so great that they failed to search the immediate area and the Force. That was why they were still just apprentices. No, she thought, they weren't. They were imposters. That was why they hadn't sensed her. A shiver ran through her, and for a moment she was so frightened she couldn't move. Then, through sheer will, she forced her legs to unfold and got to her feet. She pressed the door with her hand, and it slid open. There was no one, nothing, between her and the exit. The guardian apprentices had gone off elsewhere. What about the shield that had been the downfall of her future self? Wait. One of the apprentices had been speaking into his comlink as he ran toward her. Was it then that it was activated, when they knew she was heading for it? Had he already contacted security? There was no time to head for another exit, no time to sit and concentrate to see if she could again find her future self to learn what had happened. Gisella took a deep breath, grasped her lightsaber firmly, and ran down the empty hall. She tensed as she approached the entrance, the daylight coming through and pooling on the carpeted floor, expecting at any moment to feel the energetic net being dropped around her. Nothing happened. Gisella bit back a sob of relieved joy and raced out to freedom.